There is something healing about something healing about God's music. It just, I don't know about you, but it touches my soul. Special thanks. I got to go up to my parents yesterday, and they live in a small town on the other side of Stanton, Virginia. It's about 28 miles on the other side of Stanton. You go through a little town, Craigsville, and then you go where they live at. It's called Bells Valley. And Bells Valley has one sign in it. And when you come in this direction, the sign says Bells Valley. When you come the other way, the other side says Bells Valley. I don't know where that beginning and ending is. They just got the one sign there. And life changes when you go up there, and that's why I enjoy it. For just a few minutes, my cell phone doesn't work. I don't get any emails. I don't get any text. And I go up, and I do those wonderful tasks that I have been trained and studied hard for all my life, things like cutting the grass and taking the trash to the dump and placing the salt in the little water treatment. And when the television comes on, always has to be turned on for the news. Because at 5 o'clock, you have the local news, which is very entertaining to watch. It goes on to 5:30. And then at 6 o'clock, the national news comes on. But during that time, from 5:30 to 6, there's a show that comes on every night. It's called The Andy Griffith Show. And it's kind of different when I sit there with my parents and they can pretty much mouth every line to every word. Now, I've seen this done by young folks. I saw young folks, they'll get a DVD, they'll place it in, they'll watch a movie over and over and over and every time so that they can sit there and just kind of mouth all the words. But to go to my parents and to hear them saying, oh, I like this one. This is where Barney comes in and says this, you know. And so, you know, with the news of Andy Griffith's death, and I don't know about you, but I was a tremendous fan, always been. And I loved during that time back in the 60s where that show was on, and there was such turmoil. There was turmoil here. And a show that just simply appreciated the decent folks in Mayberry. And we'd watch the show and just enjoyed it. And if you're like me, there was a little tune that I would get stuck in your head. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Boy, there's some non-whistlers out there, brother. I'll tell you that this morning. We got some non-whistlers in our church this morning. But you know what? And you get that, and that tune just kind of sticks in your head. And I was even coming back yesterday from the mountains. I was driving, and that tune was just stuck in my head. And by doing so, it allows me to focus on things that, boy, good. And that's the way God's music does it for me. When I hear Terry play Amazing Grace, how sweet that sound. Wow. There is no arguments over theology. There is no discussions on this. It is simply enjoying the fact of Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. That is the simple message of the gospel. The gospel is nothing more than the Jesus story about God loving us so much that he would send his firstborn son to die on a cross for us. That is the message of the gospel. And for those of you just like me who are so thankful of what he did, we find ourselves so blessed about what he has done for us in our lives. Imagine your life without God. Whew. Imagine the struggles, the things that you would have to try to go through on your own without God. But I serve a simple God. I serve a loving God. I serve a God that I can reach out and touch because I know without a shadow of a doubt that He lives within me because I feel Him. Ask the fellow, you've heard it many times, how do you know you're saved? Because I know because I was there when it happened. And I know that I know that I know that I know. And this morning, I'm gonna read for you just 10 minutes or so here. And all of you that are sticklers, you watch your clocks and start pointing to it when 10 minutes, something like that. I'm going to read in this fifth chapter of the book of James, and I personally have been studying this book of James now for the last couple months. Sadly, you have to hear some of the things that I am studying about, because these things that I study about, they are me dealing with God. And it kind of finishes up this book in the fifth chapter in the 13th verse, which is probably, in my opinion, the most strongest wording of Scripture we have anywhere in the book. And it begins in that 13th verse with just a wonderful phrase. Is anyone among you suffering? Wow. Is anyone among you suffering? That's the kind of phrase that'll get your attention, you know? And we come in and we have a lot of fun. I was talking to Matt here on Wednesday night. He came practice with us. And I said, well, brother, if you're willing to lower your standards, we'd like to have you sing with us. He smiled and he said, you know, people are going to like him. Don't get jealous, brother. Don't get jealous over there. And we joke around. I said, well, but you're going to deal with, you sing lead, but we have a number one lead singer. His name is Bob Mumford. And he's well thought of, well respected. He's earned his credentials. He may not know what they are, but he has earned them. And this morning, I gave him a little, he was here practicing, I gave him a little key to the church. I said, here's the key to the church, but this is a key to the back door of the church. You've not been around long enough to earn a key to the front door of the church. And we laughed, and Bob says, that's right. We come in, and we have our fun, and we laugh, and we joke with each other. Because, believe you me, the person that I can laugh with, the person that I can joke with, the person I can carry on with, the person I can kid a little bit and kid back, that is the person that I want to have praying for me when I am going through a struggle. When I am going through something that I can barely mouth the words to tell them what I am dealing with, I want the person that I entrust in praying for me, standing with me. Saying, brother, it's going to be okay. And that's what I have felt here at Mount Calvary for so many. Each one within this congregation, I thank you for the prayers and the support that you have given me personally. But even more importantly, I thank you for your willingness to support each other. That's a special thing. God will allow somebody to come into your path that simply, when you make the statement, is anyone among you suffering? Boy, a little something goes off within their heart because they know that you're serious in your question. Let him pray. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord our Jesus Christ. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses one to one another. And pray for one another that you may be healed. That you may be healed. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. We love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I believe it's a job we have to do. The more that I'm in the ministry, the more that I'm around churches, the more I'm around church folks, the more that I'm around people who have needs, I fully believe it is a job that we have to do. We have not been placed here simply to take up space, to eat the foods we want. Try the foolishness of just simply amassing wealth and all the things that you can accomplish in this life. No, we have been placed here for a purpose, and that purpose is to serve God and to do His work. It is the one thing that will bring you more fulfillment in your life than anything. You can have all the riches. You can have all the talents. You can have everything that this world says is shiny and gold. But as the old song says, but if you don't have God, it means nothing. Oh, the love of God, the love of God, nothing. And I believe that we have a responsibility, first of all. Boy, I've got notes here, and it's a good sermon. Good, it's got notes. ABC. 3 points. Sermon ought to have 3 points. Amen? Amen. See y'all back there looking like this. First of all, you ought to identify. That's what this question is. Is anyone among you suffering? First of all, you got to identify. You got to find out what's going on. If somebody around you is struggling, you be a little bit nosy. You be godly nosy. You can use that sometimes. I don't think that I'm nosy. I just have the ministry of curiosity. Amen? And y'all got it out there. I know some of you do. Identify, find out what's going on. And once you identify what is going on, I think then you ought to intercede. I think you ought to get in there and just start praying. There is nothing that gets it done like prayer. Once you see a problem, once you see something is wrong, when it ain't right, you got to get in there and you got to start praying. Because trust me, friend, you don't want to go in there alone. You don't have to deal with things in your own strength. You better get a hold of God before you go in there and start tackling this problem, especially if you're trying to help someone else. You may not know it all. You may not get the full story, the full picture, the full flavor. But thanks be to God, He will allow you to do things through Him that you don't even have a clue that you could do. Simply by getting a hold of the Master, you better identify that problem. Then you better intercede by getting a hold of God and praying. And then thirdly, you ought to try to intervene. Now, what that means is you ought to do something. This book that we've been studying is all about how I allow my faith to be placed into my work. Because it says in this book that simple faith, if there is no works, it is like death. I have to be willing to simply throw myself in and do what needs to be done. Sometimes that's tough. Sometimes that means that you may have to deny yourself something that you would like because you need to help somebody else. Do it. God will bless it. Sometimes that means that I have to make different decisions than I would make on my own. God will bless it. It means that sometimes I got it all figured out. And all it ought to go this way. And then God says, no, just listen to me. And it's difficult sometimes to listen to others. So many times, I just know. And that's the problem, you know. And a lot of us, we just don't know what we think we know. I like this sermon because I'm preaching it to me. Once we identify there is a need, we want to intercede in prayer. Then, to the best of our abilities, we want to intervene by doing what God lays upon our hearts to do. I want to be in it. I like it when the choir is, we got a bunch of them over here. Tell y'all walked in, there was not a complaint from this side of the church when we were singing, because there wasn't nobody over on this side of the church. I like it. I like people who just want to be in it and do it. I don't care if you don't get it all right. If you make the attempt. Boy, when I went to church, I started to sing, and they were singing a chorus. They were singing a chorus called, Jesus Breaks Every Fetter. And I thought they were singing, Jesus Breaks Every Feather. And they were singing, Jesus Breaks Every Feather. And I was back, Jesus Breaks Every Feather. And I was, and people, a couple people looked around, and I thought, oh, well, thank you. I didn't have it right. But I'll tell you one thing. My heart was in the right place, trying to do what I could do to bring glory unto Him. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we have come into Your house. We have sung praises to Your name. We have opened Your word. God, You have challenged us today. God, we know it's summertime. We know it's time to relax and, oh, just take a little break and stay in out of the hot weather. But God, You also give us a job to do. There are people who are suffering. There are people who are hurting. And God, lay it upon our hearts to recognize, to lift them up in prayer, and to simply do what we can do to help others. God, it's a simple message, but it's the only one we know. Because we're so grateful for what You did for us so many years ago. Now, Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this sanctuary. Let praises come off of our lips of yea and amen. And be Your will, bring us back again so that we can lift up Your name in Your house. We ask this all in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen, amen.